It's 7:22 on a snowy Thursday morning. Joining us now in our studios is Northfield's Chief of Police, Mark Elliott. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
Hopefully you had no incidents on the way. Guess what? It turned to winter this
quickly.
Week. Yes. And there have been reports of cars spinning out everywhere, and I think just about everyone I've talked to has some story about driving this week. For winter driving, you know, last week it was 68 degrees, and all of a sudden we're dealing with this now. It takes a lot of people by surprise, but how has the winter driving been this week?
Well, Jeff, how quickly we forget.
Yeah.
It's been okay. Lots of spinouts, but unfortunately some crashes, too. Monday we had 7 crashes. Tuesday we had another 3. Most of those were property damage. No one got injured. Just a property damage crash and not a personal injury. Yeah, you know, that's an important thing here in Minnesota is we need to slow down. Slow down a little bit. I saw a meme just yesterday that talked about it's better to be going slow and wish you were going fast than going fast and wish you were going slow and how true that is here. You know, I know a few years ago talking with some young drivers and just telling them, you know, reminding them how to drive in the winter. And I said, you got to drive like your grandma's sitting next to you and she's got a cup of coffee with her. Not a tumbler like I have here with the lid on it, but we're talking an old-fashioned cup of coffee filled to the brim, and you don't want that to spill on grandma's lap. So it's got to be easy and smooth on the brake and easy and smooth on the gas and your turning motions. You slow down, you take it easy like that. We're going to avoid those spinouts. We're going to avoid those crashes. You're going to have time to react when someone in front of you spins out. That type of thing. So just a good reminder for folks that just take a couple extra minutes. It won't delay your trip that long. Slow down. Most of us are just fine when someone is a couple minutes late for their meeting or appointment because the roads are bad. So
yeah, have patience as well with people who are going slow. If you're impatient, the person's going too slow, you go to pass them, you're probably going too fast.
Yeah.
Have patience with that.
Yeah, coming in this morning, I was in a 55 zone, and I was going 43 miles an hour behind the person in front of me, and I just decided that was okay with the conditions.
That's good, good. Hey, let's move on. We have talked since last summer, another thing that kind of took everyone by surprise, and that's all of a sudden edible cannabinoids are legal. In Northfield, like every town has been, I don't say struggling, but you have been putting together policies and getting things in place so this can be done in a legal and orderly manner. Where are you at on the cannabinoids now? What's the situation looking like?
Yeah, Jeff, like you said, when this passed on the state level, it kind of took people by surprise. It was added into a larger bill and passed along, and come July 1st, we were struggling with how we're going to deal with this. And from a policy perspective, the Northfield City Council took this issue on and said, you know, we're not going to ban them like some cities have done or other things like that. But we want to regulate them because it's an intoxicant. And it's really important that people are responsible, but also they want to keep it out of the hands of children. So that's what I heard from a lot of their discussions is let's make sure that adults can responsibly choose this product if they want to, but let's make sure we're keeping our children safe. So starting November 1st, the city passed an ordinance and is regulating this. We have 3 licensed retailers in Northfield right now. They have to follow the state law on those, and the state law covers that it has to be hemp-derived THC, not marijuana-derived. It can only be 0.3% of THC. And less than 5 milligrams per serving and less than 50 milligrams per package. And the packaging can't add to, or the product rather, you can't add it to another product or adulterate another food product. So it has to be made just specifically for that. The packaging can't look like a current food product. It can't be targeted towards children, those type of things. Our city just added a few regulations on there. To sell the product, you have to be 21. They really wanted to be sure that adults and people were being responsible about selling the products, or clerks who are selling them have to be 21. No self-service, no on-site consumption. Has to be a fixed location. Nobody's selling them out of a van in a parking lot or something like that. And then no on-site sampling as well. So that went into effect, and so far, so good. We're working with our retailers, educate them, make sure they are aware of the law, and so that they're operating as they should be. But it's going pretty well.
Good, good. And so so far, no, I guess, criminality involved with this yet. That it's only a few weeks into it, but you haven't had any type of, I don't know, do you give people tickets for that? Do you arrest them?
Yeah, so similar to how we handle alcohol or tobacco sales, which are age regulated and have regulations on them. If we have a violation, we'll take enforcement action, and we'll do compliance checks as well. So similar to those, we're going to send operatives in to do compliance checks and make sure that they're following the rules that they should.
Police Chief Mark Elliott is with us. We're talking about some of the things that are going on with the Northfield Police Department now. Another thing we've talked about, a little aside here, is we've talked about the Pink Patch Project. Champagne Eichlenborg, one of your officers, has really took the bull by the horns with this project, and we've talked to her a couple of times. Is that over yet, or is it still going on? How's it been?
Yeah, it's an ongoing project. We're going to leave the information up on our website, and if folks are interested in buying the pink patch or making a donation or buying the pins, we're going to have that up and running. But October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that was really our focus for that. You know, we kicked it off in partnership with the DJJD committee, just building some awareness since there's a new program here, but really October is the focus month for us on that. So we wrapped things up, and Champagne was able to go up to the American Cancer Society and give them a donation check of $9,000, which we thought was pretty dang good for our first year.
Yeah.
So that was good. We'll have new ideas. We'll have something else coming up next year for it to continue that. But yeah, we're really thankful for our folks in town that embrace this, for the businesses that embraced it. And again, all of the time, all of the donations, it's all done for the American Cancer Society. So there's no cut for us, anything like that. So our officers donated a lot of time, Champagne, a ton of time in organizing, getting this together. So we're very thankful for that. And we know that cancer affects everybody in our community. And as much as we want to think of a lot of our officers and in our community as heroes and throughout communities in the U.S., we know that cancer affects everyone and they're not immune either. So I think it's a really good partnership for officers to be able to do that and bring awareness of cancer issues.
All right. Applaud Officer Eichlenborg for doing that and for her success. And also one more plug. Today is Give MN Day, Give to the Max Day. So look up on the website, as you have mentioned, on the police department's website, and you can still give to that program. It's still a very worthy program. All right, let's move on. You have coming up in, I think, a couple of weeks. I don't know if the date has officially been set yet, but rumor has it December the 2nd. You'll be making an appearance on one of our programs, Public Policy This Week, with Rich Larson and a co-host. I believe it's going to be probably Joe Moravchik, maybe. He has law enforcement experience. But you're going to be talking about a new program, a program that's new to Rice County. Give us a little preview.
Yeah, Jeff, we're talking about public policy. One of the big changes we've seen in public policy is addressing mental health services in our community, and especially from an emergent or emergency crisis perspective. There's been a lot of talk about that over the years, and especially, I would say, a whole lot in the past maybe 7 years. And law enforcement is at the appropriate response for mental health. And a lot of us professionals have said that it's not, but nobody else is stepping up and doing this. So we'll do it. We'll take it on because we care about our community. So we've made a lot of, I would say, improvements in police response. We've sent our officers to critical incident training and crisis response and that type of thing. But Rice County really, really stepped up here this past year and took on this issue countywide and added community-based coordinators. So that was a new initiative that started this year. So it'll be a good opportunity to discuss that, discuss some of the, behind-the-scenes work that was done, but also how this need has been there for a long time, but we're finally addressing it. And then the different ways that we're addressing it. We had some law changes here in 2021 with Travis's law coming in, requiring calls to go to a crisis line if appropriate. And then we saw nationally the 988 number get rolled out. So folks can dial 988 and it'll go right to a crisis mental health provider. So there's been a few changes there, and we want to kind of dive into it, jump into the deep end, and have a discussion about that.
Yeah, looking forward to that. You know, law enforcement has in recent years been really forced to evolve. Lawmakers have been forced to kind of help lawmakers do their job and to help the citizens. And is, you know, my opinion, some very interesting ways that they're doing that and very constructive ways that they're doing that. So I'm looking forward to your public policy this week appearance. That's December the 2nd?
Yep, on December 2nd.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott.